These are the sounds of the foreclosure crisis in Boston.
Hard no fault! Hard no fault!
About 25 people are making a habit of standing outside the Boston Housing Court to protest the foreclosure and eviction policies of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Fannie Mae, you can't hide.
We can see your greedy side.
Steve Meacham is an organizer with City Life, the community group that has been staging the protests. City Life has been outside the court three times in the last 5 weeks, since the eviction of one man in Roslindale in August.
This is the ground zero of the resistance, of this type of the resistance anyway.
City Life's Take It to the Streets resistance against foreclosures has included a forum of Boston mayoral candidates, rallies, even eviction blockades.
My name is Olive Basile Hendricks.
Olive Hendricks is a member of City Life. On August 22nd, he was evicted from his home of 18 years after a contentious foreclosure battle, one that lasted more than 3 years and went all the way to the state Supreme Court.
My situation is that I lost my job. I'm an iron worker. And when your contract, you go from here to there. You know what I mean? And what happened is that the economy just tanked. So nobody's building anymore. So we depend on building.
Hendricks was laid off in 2009. He says in the months leading up to his layoff, he tried to get Flagstar Bank to lower his interest rate, but they wouldn't. And soon after he lost his job, he started falling behind on his payments.
I kept calling them, kept asking them, kept saying, look, could you lower the interest rate? Could you give me a modification? And, you know, it's always, it takes 45 minutes to get to them, talk to this one, talk to that one. Man, it's just a rat race.
That sense of being in a rat race is not unusual for underwater homeowners, according to Esme Caramello, Hendricks' former attorney. Caramello is the deputy director of the Harvard Legal Aid Bureau in Cambridge.
We hang out in housing court. Each private eviction case will have a Thursday date as their first court date. So we go there and we try to interact with every single person who's going through foreclosure in the city of Boston.
That's how Caramello met Hendricks. In June 2010, Hendricks' house foreclosed, but he continued to live there. Fannie Mae became the property owner.
We took on his case and we took his case to trial. We lost a trial, but we felt that the trial decision was wrong, so we appealed it and eventually appealed it to the Supreme Judicial Court.
The state Supreme Court ruled in favor of Fannie Mae, which meant Hendricks could be evicted. But that ruling came almost 2.5 years after the foreclosure, and by then, Hendricks was working again.
He had income again, and he really could afford this home.
But it was too late. Even though Olive Hendricks had an income again and he wanted to strike a deal with Fannie Mae to stay in his house, the solutions he offered to reinstate his principal loan, to pay rent, to buy back the house through a third-party investor did not work for Fannie Mae. Fannie Mae declined to be interviewed, but in an email, Fannie's media relations manager, Callie Dosberg, indicated that they did try to find a solution with Hendricks. Quote, "We want to prevent foreclosure whenever possible, which is best for homeowners, their community, and Fannie Mae. Every effort has been made to provide options to Mr. Hendricks," unquote. Similar to countless cases across the U.S., Hendricks lost his job and had too much debt, which led to his foreclosure and eviction. In 1996, Hendricks bought his home for $132,000. He refinanced twice, which doubled his mortgage to $265,000. Steve Meacham at City Life.
The fact remains that there is millions and millions of people in this position. And what's best for the public at large, what's best for them, what's best for the bank going forward?
Underwater mortgages are still a problem that a lot of people face. In Massachusetts, in July and August, there was an uptick in foreclosure filings from the month before.
Well, we actually see just recently a rebound in foreclosure activity after kind of a drop-off.
Darren Blomquist is vice president at RealityTrack, an online real estate data company. While Massachusetts is doing better than most other states as far as foreclosures go,
some people may be surprised that, oh, we're through this housing crisis, and then there's this other wave of distress that comes through and affects things. My concern is we're going to see more of those evictions.
In August, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren issued a statement on behalf of Olive Hendricks, calling the policies of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, senseless.
With the movement!
Yeah, yeah!
Down with the banks!
Boom, boom.
On the day of Hendrick's eviction in August, several City Life members sat in front of the moving vans carrying Hendrick's belongings. Boston police arrested 9 people, but as soon as the moving vans were driven away, the protesters were released from the police wagon without charges.
It's a contentious day.
Boston Police Captain Frank Armstrong.
This is emotional stuff, so we don't need to add to it by charging people with misdemeanors.
Armstrong says he understands the protesters' position. After all, he's a homeowner too. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.